Well, we're from Bradford for us. David works in our head office, and he works in one of the departments that most of us actually don't even think about, which is the department where the payments are actually made to creditors. So when our clients pay into their CAP accounts, the money gets sent out to their various creditors, and your department deal with that, I believe. Is that right, David?
Yep. So
David's come all the way from Bradford. We sort of thought you're probably a bit sick of hearing Laura and I standing up here talking, so I'm just going to hand straight over to David. I was going to pray for him, but Phil's beat me to that, so we'll just hand straight over to you. Thanks.
Hi, I don't know if... Is this on? Can you hear me? Okay. Hi, how are we doing, church?
Yeah.
It's great to be here, actually. It's really warm, the great warmth and great life here. From the children to everybody just mingling together. I've never been to a church where we've done the teas and coffees and the meals beforehand, and I love that idea. Yeah, because I try that one back home. I actually live in Harrogate, which is a bit further up the road from Bradford, but it's been a lovely journey over here until I got to, don't follow the sat nav to this place. Listen to Eric when he tells you how to get here, like I didn't, but anyway. Yeah, wow, this is great. So thank you very much for your generous introduction, and thank you for inviting me to come and celebrate CAP Sunday with you all. Can I just say that, the worship was just awesome, wasn't it? Yeah, it was just brilliant. Is it that good every week? I'm just looking, that was great. And it's great to be here because I know that you and I both share a heart for the poor and broken people. And maybe we, sitting here today, have been poor and broken. And we've been restored. Or maybe we're in that position where we're still broken. But, we're coming to a place where God's heart is for you and this church is for you. I know we all want to affect our communities with God's love. We want to reflect God and change people's lives by showing him his love in such a way that they're drawn to him. It's the way that we communicate. It's the way that we share. The way that we practically help people, that's what draws people to the Lord, isn't it? And I can see that you're involved with a few things. Helen's mentioned the cafe, that's a great idea as well. And the fact that you actually planted a church out here as well to try and reach out to further in the community in ways which perhaps the mothership, as I've been led to believe, doesn't always reach out. So it's great. It's great we can do this. So I'm going to talk about God's heart for poor and how he can affect the communities that you're already reaching into. And I'm going to explain how God can use even the little that you have and make a massive miracle out of it. That's the story of CAP, really. If you've not read it before, there'll be an opportunity for you to get a book later. But the miracle of CAP is that you start with a little and God does an amazing thing through it. And whether you can help through prayer, which is obviously a massive thing in itself, through volunteering, which I'm sure some of you already do, or even by giving financially, which I'm sure also you do as well. But these are different ways we'll explore together about how we can help. But first of all, I'm going to ask you just to try and imagine what it's like to be someone who's suffering in debt and poverty. So could I just ask you to close your eyes for a moment? Now, at this point I need to explain, CAP is very good at fundraising, but I promise you I won't come round and rattle your pockets while you've got your eyes closed. Okay, so we just close our eyes and just think this. I want you to cast your mind back to your worst night's sleep. You've been tossing and turning, can't rest, things buzzing around your head. Now, imagine that happens every night because you're so worried about how to pay the bills. And your mind's going round in circles trying to find a way out. Imagine having to tell your 12-year-old son that they can't have a hot shower because you can't afford any money for electricity. Imagine not eating today or the next day because you simply can't afford to buy food and you want to make sure your children are fed first. Imagine not having any friends or family who you can turn to for help or even confide in. You feel so desperate that you can't see a way out. But your kids are relying on you. What would you do? Who would you call for help? The scary truth is, it could easily be you. You can open your eyes if you like. a national survey found that 50% of people would be in serious problem, unmanageable debt within just 100 days of losing the job. And that's people just like you and me. In fact, it only takes a simple change in circumstances, like an illness or redundancy, something that could happen to anyone, to turn what is an affordable credit situation into spiralling debt. That's why the same survey found that 1 in 12 families in the UK are struggling in debt, and that's making them forcing them to make some unimaginable choices how to spend the money. You see, your imagination is not far away from your reality. I'm going to hand over back to Helen now, and she's going to introduce a couple of people, or a few people. I'm not sure how many. Sharon, I think it is it? We've got a few people who actually live that reality. And then we'll come back to me and we'll talk about what the Bible says about what help we can give. Thanks.
We're actually just going to bring a few of our homegrown clients just to tell you a little bit about what it feels like for them. So do you want to, those people that we've primed you, so if you're, those of you that have asked, if you want to just come up to join Laura and I?
John T, Jess.
Okay.
He goes first. We're not actually sure what we're meant to be doing. but we just thought we'd get some clients, our gorgeous clients, and just kind of see how it feels and also what it feels like to have CAP in their lives. I know we've had a few people who have gone debt-free and are still in the process. So this is James. This is one of my clients. The newest one, yeah.
The shy one.
Just tell me, just a few sentences about how it feels to be in debt and how you feel now that Cap and me are in your life.
Communicator, good communicator. I'm just amazed that it's took so less of my money, to be honest with you. But I'm in a different situation now, like the man said. Changes to your circumstances, it can happen to you any day. You move out, like I've just moved into a new apartment, and so I have to pay for my gas and my electric, and it's all over again. But catalogue was my thing. What's yours?
I think you were like astounded that when
that
I
wasn't funny, that, was it?
No. When I showed you the budget, you couldn't get over the fact that you could save as well. So you were paying off your debts and you were saving. And James's face when he said, "What's that?" and I said, "Well, you're going to be saving that much a month." He was like, "Am I?" And it was just and I just feel like it's been like a weight lifted off your shoulders, hasn't it? Working with us.
Do you enjoy it? You communicate well.
Do I? Okay.
Oops. Sorry, Jay. We're going to tie him up in knots now, aren't we, with this microphone? Right, Sue and Robin don't need any introduction, do you? Briefly, just tell us what do you feel like today compared with what you felt like 2 years ago when you were still in debt and hadn't yet come to know CAP?
I just want to live and enjoy myself. 2 years ago, I was suicidal. Well, now, I'm actually enjoying life for a change.
And we've got money in our pockets.
We've got money in our pockets. And I've bought my own car for the first time in 15 years. It's only old banger, right? But
one of the things that always amazes me about these two is look at them now smiling. Do you remember when they first came to church? They never even lifted their heads up, let alone smiled. And now they light up a room, don't they, when you meet them? They're amazing. So, Sharon, your turn now. What difference has it made to you working with CAP? Because you came to us through CAP Money as well as through other things. So just tell us a little bit about that.
Mostly it's changed my life. In 2010, I had everything. I had two good jobs, living the life. My sons were at college. My daughter was having her life. 2011, within 12 months, everything had changed. No more holidays, no more anything. My daughter passed away, as you all know, and her partner 6 weeks later. Then I lost one of my lucrative jobs, the best paid one, which was a my dream job, which was bank nursing, and I was back to coaching at £7 an hour. No, I used up all my savings. I had to turn to a doorstep lender to see me through the first 6 months because I was unemployed, well, on sick. And I was given the advice by my counsellor to go to CAP and help me with my finances. Because, of course, I'd always, I can't, see, I can't count very well. Like, some people can't read. I have something like dyslexia with numbers. So I've always had a good paid job to cushion. This time I had nothing. And with CAP, not only did it bring me to this church, which is the best thing that's ever happened, but also managed my finances. And the lovely Helen has done a budget for idiots. So, you know.
CAP money course, come on it.
So, yeah, it's completely changed my life. Now, I've got the responsibility of my grandchildren, but the stress is gone. And I mean, I was shouting at the grandchildren. And I felt very bitter because not only could I not help them, but I couldn't help myself at the time, trying to manage on my own. And, of course, it's all a dream come true, really. And it just shows that God does work miracles in your life. And good comes out of adversity.
Oh, my word, I'm going to have to do this. Sorry, Sharon.
So this is Jessica. This is one of my clients. So Jessica found herself in a situation where you had a sad situation, didn't you? Do you want to explain it, or shall I? Okay. You? Okay.
Good evening, everyone. It's nice to be here. I'm so grateful to be near this lady, Laura. I was in a very difficult situation. I lost my son last year. I went to Zimbabwe. It was a tragic death in South Africa. So I went to Zimbabwe. I spent 3 months in Zimbabwe. I came back in January. When I come back here, it was like I have just landed in this country, but I've been in this country since 2001. I had the death of the phone because my grandkids were playing with my tablet at home.
So she got a really large bill.
So I had a large bill, and the council tax, they were saying, oh, we overpaid you. It was one after another. Instead of grieving my son, I felt like my life was ending because every time from work, I work part-time in Tesco. Every time I see a letter at the door, you open that letter, it's all talking about, oh, it's red. So it was so difficult until my friend from Scotland, she introduced me to the CAP. So I called the CAP and they gave me, Laura is my support worker. She supported me. I'm still through the process, but it has helped me so well that words are not enough to express the love of Laura, especially because she walked me through the darkness time. And I can see the light through the tunnel now. Anyway, I'm a Methodist. I believe in God, but I'm so grateful with the help of the CAP because they always take the load on our shoulders to be theirs. So I'm so grateful. Thank you very much.
I didn't ask her to say that.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Yeah, give them another round of applause. That was fantastic. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have to skip on to... if you could just put up on the screen the verses that... you'll see a slide that's got the verses on. Fantastic. Okay. Luckily, so let's just have a look at what the Bible says we should do for people who are struggling in this way. And the verses that we're looking at very briefly, it's Isaiah 58, verses 6 to 7. Now, these verses are just after a passage when God's having a dialogue, God's having a conversation with his people, Israel, and they've been going through lip service. They had a type of religion that didn't go much more than through the acts. You know, maybe they had their little quiet time, maybe had their, did their prayers three times a day or four times a day, but it wasn't enough. And even the fasting that they did, it wasn't pleasing to God, because they were still living in a very unkind and ungracious way. And so this, God had to write these words. He said, "Isn't this the kind of fasting I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood." See, this scripture really talks about what pleases God. It's not all the ceremony. This is the type of worship that God loves. He's calling us to loose chains of injustice, to feed hungry, and to set the oppressed free. God's idea of a true fast is a lifestyle of serving the poor, the vulnerable, the marginalised, people just like our clients here today. As Christians, we all share God's heart and compassion for people. People who are struggling in our own towns. And we want to do everything we can to set the oppressed free, share our food with them. The problem is we don't always see their suffering. That's because if you met CAP clients at the school gates, or people who are in serious debt, you wouldn't notice. You wouldn't tell that they haven't eaten for the last 5 days. You wouldn't know that they've not slept for weeks, and you wouldn't know that they've not had any hot water running for weeks. We don't always see people's suffering. And you wouldn't know how scared people are to open the door, just in case it's a debt collector, or even worse, a bailiff who's come to try and get some goods to pay back a debt. See, debt's a secret form of, it's a hidden form of secret poverty. And even if we met them, people in serious debt, you probably would, because you've been here. I'm talking really, perhaps if you've never heard of CAP, you've not heard of the work that Helen does and Laura does. You probably wouldn't know how to help them. You might, lend them some money or, buy them some food, but it's just a temporary solution. Now, I want us to do a little bit more imagining. If we move on. I want us to imagine if the UK, if the church had an answer to this. Imagine the UK church rising up, united in the UK, to tackle poverty. Imagine an army of passionate Christians in local churches all through the land who offer a real way out of debt and poverty. Imagine being part of that. That is what CAP is all about. CAP gives the church a really important tool. It's a professional debt counselling tool. It's very well researched, it's very well trained, and it's very well respected across the land. As mentioned before, I work in the creditor liaison unit, so we have face-to-face meetings with creditors, the big banks and the bigger lenders, and it's a privilege to be able to get a voice in that situation and to be able to explain how their policies and how their policy on interest, how that can really affect somebody and make it years and years for people to be able to repay a debt, and try to engage with them and encourage them, and also show them that our clients come to us desperate, but also willing to make a change, willing to pay back where they can. Or sometimes we can't offer a solution that means people will pay back. Sometimes we just have to advise people to go through a form of bankruptcy or insolvency. And some people struggle with that. Some creditors struggle with that. Why would we do that? Why do we not encourage people to pay back? Well, the truth is it's just not possible in some cases. And we all need a second chance, don't we? Yeah? We all deserve a second chance. And that's what the insolvency solution that we offer many people is all about too. But yeah, we offer this very, very well documented and well supported solution for people. In fact, we've won awards in the industry for the work we do. That's the industry. It's not just Christian circles. We've won awards in the industry because of the work that we're doing. So we have about 250 people working at head office, and a lot of volunteers as well. And if you want to know any more about the details of that, please come and talk to me afterwards. But what it does for the church is the CAP system and this tool that we have, it gives the church an opportunity to get into the homes of people who we wouldn't ordinarily see coming into our churches. We get a place in the home, we get a chance to see what situation's really like, and we get a chance to offer that hope, to offer that solution to people. And the relief on people's faces, we hear the stories week after week about how when somebody came into the house and they just thought there was no way forward, and they leave, and when the debt coach leaves after that first visit, they're telling them, there is a way. There is a way. And a huge, huge weight starts to lift. And then they want to know more about why people are doing this. Why? What's driving people to offer this kind of help and hope? And of course, it's the Lord Jesus, isn't it? You might not be able to volunteer, but everyone can help support our work through prayer and through just a simple monthly donation. And I must give you the opportunity to do that a little bit later. But back to Isaiah 58. It's the next slide, actually. Verse 6. Isn't this the kind of fasting that I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. I think CAP's work is a demonstration of these verses. CAP's debt help service, it's our main focus, and we have, like yourselves, 280 churches across the UK. We want to make that more. We want to be able to offer this solution to more people. From a recent client survey, 60% of our debt clients said that they lived in fear before CAP. Families literally living as prisoners in their own homes. As I mentioned, prisoners to bailiffs and debt collectors knocking at the door. Sometimes they just become so isolated because they don't even knock the door, answer the door when it's a friend. And eventually, friends stop knocking. And phone calls as well. Constant phone calls. One person told us they got 23 phone calls from the same creditor in one day. 23 times. Hassle. Within the boundaries of the law, but still hassled. And you can imagine now you're not going to want to pick the phone up, are you? You're going to wait till that phone calls and then you're going to see if anybody's left a message. And that's one of the things my team does as well, that I'm in. We take those phone calls that would ordinarily come to people who are in debt, and we take the letters as well, and we answer the letters, we answer the phone calls. We can't stop every single one, but a massive amount of letters stop, and a massive amount of phone calls stop, and we just tell them you're working with CAP, and again the relief is amazing. Every year about 2,500 people go debt free. That's 11 families every single working day. 2,500. We celebrate at head office. We've all got harmonicas, like mouth organs, and we all blow them and we cheer and we bang on the tables, and it's the ones who can make the loudest noises. We make a real celebration out of it. So, you know, we would have done that for you when you went debt free. We would have been cheering there with you. Because it's fantastic to go to work, you know, and see this as an outcome of what you're doing. It's an amazing thing to do. Yeah. So what happens with what Helen and Laura do? They'll go to see the people in their own home. They'll take away all this threatening paperwork. They'll say, just tell your creditor this. And they'll send all the paperwork off, and they'll get an idea of what people are living on, what they're paying money out for. And then head office, where I work, the casework team, they will work on a budget that's a realistic budget. And it'll prioritise food, because many people have stopped eating properly because they'd rather pay the guy who's coming in or knocking on the door. And instead we say, no, you've got to eat properly. And one of the things we'll do is we'll give emergency food aid to people If we haven't got, I mean, nowadays we've quite a lot of churches across the country have got links with food banks. But if we haven't, then CAP will actually give them, go out and come back with carriers full of food for them, so people can actually don't have to worry about where the meals are going to come from. Let's put that first. And the creditors understand this, and the courts understand that as well. So we've got the law on our side with that. You've got to eat. You've got to look after yourself. But as you say, many people haven't done that. Sadly, a third of clients, and we heard somebody today say that they're seriously considered or had even attempted suicide. One in three people who come forward. It might take them 18 months to 2 years before they actually pick up the phone. But a third, one in three, will have considered suicide as the only way out because they can't see a hope. But not only do we give people a practical way out of their debt, we offer prayer right at the beginning and right at the end. And we tell them about the eternal hope. We tell them about the freedom that there is in Jesus Christ. And through the love, which has been very evident tonight, lots of love shared, wasn't there, out of this? Through the love of the debt coaches. And people like you welcome them into your church. They see a different side to life, and they see a different meaning to what church is than what they've ever expected before. And they, in time, not everyone, but a lot, come to know Jesus for their own personal saviour and friend. And, I mean, I'm delighted to share with you that, you know, last year we saw probably about, let me get me the stats for you. We go. They've jumped off my page. I did have them here. We've got basically, it works out about three people every single day of the year giving their lives to Christ. That's amazing. Yeah. Over the past 19 years, we've been relentlessly pursuing this vision that we have to see people released from this life sentence of debt. And through our services, we've created other practical solutions as well. Because we wanted to, when John Kirkby set up the service 19 years ago, he had £10 and a small bedroom he started from. And now we've got services across the nation. I mentioned 280 churches. We want to push to 500. But we've also got an international ministry now. And nobody here from Australia, are they? Oh, that's all right then. But I have to mention. Yeah, we've got CAP in. We've got CAP UK. We've got CAP in New Zealand. We've got CAP in Canada as recently. And we have got Australia as well. Bit sore point, Australia today. I'll mention about that. Last year, we helped 27,000 people through our debt counselling service. And over 11,000 people that attended CAP Money. You've done CAP Money here? Yep. CAP Money! CAP Money is fantastic. I'm biased because I do it at my church as well. But no, it's a great tool. It's a great tool to have a basic way of looking at our finances and sorting out what we're going to spend our money on and what we can put aside for savings. Yep. And it's a brilliant course. We've seen 11,000 people last year. But we also have been looking at more of the other causes of debt as well. So we've looked at unemployment being a massive cause of low income. So we launched CAP Job Clubs in 2012. We've already helped 273 people find employment, some of whom had not worked for four, seven, one guy 11 years. Yeah, they'd lost hope and they'd lost self-esteem. And we give that community as well, a community of people coming together, all in the same boat, with somebody who's dedicated to help them with the job skills and the interview skills. We get creditors coming in, wanting to volunteer their help. So they give people some tips about how to be. Do some mock interviews with them. It's amazing what we're getting back from the credit industry as well. So, again, looking at the causes of poverty and debt. And another cause, obviously, is addictions. We come across a lot of people who are struggling with addictions. And whether it's drugs or, you know, things like smoking that can take a lot of our money away from us, can't it? And there's all sorts of things we can get addicted to, shopping, internet addictions, Facebook, you know, just that. But, you know, there are things that bind us. Even as Christians, there are things that bind us and we have to ask God to help release us from. And that's what the CAP release groups, and that's been the new ministry that's come out. We've had we've got 18 of those running in different churches across the country. So we're going deeper. We don't want just to offer the debt solution. It is a great solution. But we want to help people who, we want to look at those causes. Why have people got into debt? What keeps them in debt? So we've started to tackle that. Yeah, the figures were 792 people who gave their lives to Jesus. That's incredible. Now, I want you to imagine if more churches like yours and passionate people like Laura and Helen and sure many of the others, just imagine what would happen in this country if we all stood together against poverty. So our big vision is to have a CAP service. I don't mean a church service, I mean a CAP service, a main CAP service in every single town and city, so we can be a national charity, truly national, so that we can bring this good news and hope, and we can bring that community, and we can bring that love into every community. Now, to get to the heart of CAP and what we're all about, if you haven't read the book already, then I'd recommend a book that I've got out on there called Nevertheless. And the Nevertheless is John Kirkby's story about how he went from that £10, what he had to go through, what he had to sacrifice himself, the troubles he had and the misunderstandings he had from even members of his closest members of his family, what he went through to pioneer this work and to see where it is today. I would like to give you that book for free. All I would ask is that, and you know, I've got enough here. I'd ask you for you to kind of just to fill in a form. I've put some forms on your chairs. The silly thing that I forgot to do is bring all the pens in my car. I've got about 300 other things. But if you'd like to take a book with you, then if you just put your name on and your address on, and then that's just a way for us to keep in touch with you as well. Just send you some news updates. You can stop them if you don't want to receive them anymore. But yeah, that would be really great if you could just, you know, fill in those. I'll have some. I'm sure we've got some pens around to go around if you want to do that. And if you've already read Nevertheless, or you don't fancy that diary of how somebody took something from £10 into this international ministry, then I've got some other books that are kind of like just stories about people's lives, just like we've heard tonight, 12 people's stories about how they come to how they come out to out of debt and how they came to meet Jesus through this this amazing ministry that you're involved with. So, if you could just if you've got a pen with you and you'd like to get one of these books, then that would be great. And if you could start filling it in now, even that would be good. I'm under strict instructions. Card equals book. No card, no book. So if you want to start filling that in, and while we do that, I'm going to show you a DVD of a lady called Mandy about her story, and I think you'll find it quite poignant to see our reactions. So I said at the beginning that I do want to give you an opportunity to get involved with changing lives. We have a scheme called Life Changers, and that's a scheme where you can give a few pounds a month, if that's something that you feel that you could do. We've got 500 towns and cities where we want to have a church. We've got 280 at the moment, so we're pushing on ahead. We want to reach more people. It costs a lot of money to open a centre because it has lots of implications for training, and it has implications for how many debt counsellors we need at head office. And that's a job that we have to, you know, we can't just do that with volunteers. It's very detailed and very, you know, there's a lot of detail and a lot of knowledge that goes into debts and negotiating those. So, it does cost us a lot, but we're determined. We've seen God bring us so far. We might have been thinking that 19 years we've reached the top of the mountain, but at a recent conference we were told we're just at base camp. We're up, you know, we settled at base camp, but we've still got the mountain to climb. So yeah, I know probably people give here so much already, and probably are already supporting some works in the community and maybe even CAP, But I just want to give that opportunity. If you could, you know, if you can do that, if you are already supporting us, then there's a place on the form to, if you would like to think about increasing that, something we've all been asked at head office to do as well. So, you know, I just want to give you that opportunity today, just to see if you could give, you know, just a few pound a month, just to help this work expand and to keep it going. We don't want to. We never sit on our laurels. Nothing's. Yeah, I've been there for 2.5 years and nothing is the same. Everything is always changing. We're always pushing ahead, always trying to do more. Not for our own glory, really not. I mean, to be there, the place is just filled and saturated with prayer and with good intentions. We don't want to build a kingdom for ourselves. We want to help other churches like this one reach into the dark areas of this world where people are stuck, really stuck. And we want to help them to be unstuck. So, you know, if on the same form that I mentioned earlier, there's a place there for you to fill in. Direct debit is the best way for us to be able to collect money on a monthly basis. So if you feel that's something you would like to do, then please complete the form. If you can complete it as fully as you can. If you don't know all your details and you want somebody to give you a call back from head office, then just tick the form and we'll give you a call back if you give us a telephone number. But on behalf of the poor and needy people of this country that need a CAP service, that need a solution, I want to thank you already for what you're doing and for what you can do through what you give. And let's just close with this final slide with this final prayer. A great prayer taken from Ephesians chapter 3. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.